Director, you recently presented a series of options for the future of the 610 connector, including one that you kind of labeled as a boulevard option. Some of the most passionate advocates for the boulevard concept say yours is really more of a hodgepodge that also includes a tunnel and highway, and they say it falls short of the public benefits that would come from a more true version of a boulevard concept. Are they right?
Yes.
So where do things go from here? Will we see DOT support a more full-blooded version of the boulevard concept?
I think what you're going to see DOT do is develop a design concept and develop a piece of infrastructure in that area that is a bit more centrist. There are physical constraints, topography constraints, soil constraints. There are social constraints in terms of how you take communities on either side of a facility like this and try and reconnect them, how you can make available additional economic development potential in an area. And there are a number of social issues, such as the selection of the type of transportation you want to include in this, whether it be pedestrian, bike, transit, or highway. There is also the regional value of this, in addition to the local city and neighborhood value. There's a regional value that connects people from different parts of the state through this infrastructure.
Okay, as you said, you could talk for a long time about this, but let's cut to the chase a little bit. Is DOT going to put its support behind what would be called a more true version of a boulevard concept? And if they're competing voices who want something else, how will that be determined?
So we've started that process of listening to people. We started before we ever put a pen to paper to begin to develop a design concept on this. We're not there yet. We're moving in certain directions and trying to combine the views of the various stakeholders, not just the boulevard people, not just the city of Providence, not just the commuters, the 100,000 a day that use this facility, and not just the businesses that count on this as an important transportation delivery system. We're trying to look at all of the various values, and it's not an easy task. We can't polarize to either one or the other, but we need to pick out a solution that we think will satisfy as much of the various interests as we possibly can and create the best benefit for the least cost. The cost-benefit analysis is something that we're evolving into in the next several weeks that will help us begin to develop a sense of what the various economic, social development, and transportation effects are driven by various options that we select.
Let's hold it there and go to Scott.
Yeah, just quickly, I'm wondering on the 610 connector, did you have to junk years and years of work when more federal money came in to change this thing into a boulevard?
Let me tell you, this is a prime example of the old DOT versus the new DOT. The design contract for Route 6 and 10 was awarded to a design consultant 30 years ago. When our administration came in last year at this time, it was 30% complete. So there are elements of that, some physical elements of that design that we use to build upon as we look at various options. The instruction that I gave to the work groups that we have formulated in DOT was to treat this as a blank slate. What would we build there if we were going to build it in an open field today? What's the vision and what's the new reimagining of a Route 6 and 10 corridor in a way that we can accomplish multiple goals here and create the highest and best use for this land and this facility that we could possibly get?
Let's talk a little bit about Rodin's new truck toll law. That was a controversial issue earlier this year at the General Assembly and last year. Are opponents right that this law could be thrown out in federal court?
I certainly don't believe so, and neither do the attorneys that we've had working on this side by side daily in our roadworks meeting since last July. We have hired nationally known experts, not only in the traffic and tolling industry in terms of engineering consultants, but also a law firm that has sat in with our work group meetings on a daily basis and made sure that each decision we made in each piece of legislation that we crafted and each policy we created around those fit within the framework of existing law and existing regulation. And we're certainly confident, highly confident, that we can withstand any challenge in court.
Director, one of the issues that we hear, and I know you've been around for a long time and understand this, is that with all this new work coming in, the culture of DOT, I know you're trying to change things, but for years it's been looked upon as a clotted bureaucracy, and you just referred to something that's pretty outrageous. 30 years, yes. I assume this person got paid, and they only did 30% of the work?
They were only paid for 30% of the work.
Oh, okay.
But the reason that the project only progressed 30% completion is really an indication of a symptom of a bigger problem that existed at DOT. The problem at DOT not only existed with the people that were there, but the way that they were managed and the process in which they used to both plan, finance, and then deliver projects. So what we've basically done to that system is blow it up. Okay, the entire top management structure is being changed. There is not one person in the top tier of management that was there last year or previous to that. In fact, myself, Peter Guarino, who came in from New Jersey Transit, Celia Blue, who recently joined us as our chief of staff, came in from Massachusetts, are coming in with new people, with new ideas, but not just new people. The management structure itself has been restructured in a way through legislation, we actually had it enacted, that those top positions are now unclassified positions. That means they are hired and fired at will, dependent upon their performance rather than being civil servants.
We're almost out of time here, Director Alvidi, but to come back to the 610 connector, if at the end of the day there is not consensus and DOT wants to go one direction and some of the more passionate transportation voices outside DOT in the community want to go a different direction, who will ultimately decide what goes forward?
The right way to do it will decide. I wouldn't be doing our job at DOT, or the people at DOT as a state agency wouldn't be doing their job, if we didn't consider all of the various stakeholders in this project. That means not allowing any one of them to have an undue influence on the process, but listening attentively and really considering strongly what the potential benefits and costs to those benefits are. I assure you that we're listening attentively to everyone. We are incorporating into the design, in the preliminary design that we have right now, incorporates many of the features, for example, that the boulevard advocates want, that the highway users want, that the commuters want, and that the city itself wants in terms of economic development. I'm of a mind that we can reach a centrist approach that will accomplish the goals of all of the stakeholders while not necessarily polarizing in any one direction at the detriment to all the other users and people who live in that area.
Yes or no, is it possible to have a boulevard without a highway and still fulfill the transit needs of the 610 connector?
I think we're still exploring that. I think the traffic analysis, and don't forget, we've got a hard deadline of April 14th to deliver an application for what we're applying for, $150 million in federal grants for this project. But the design process and the public hearing process is one that will continue long after that application is submitted. In fact, the EPA requirements, the environmental review process, requires a certain amount of public participation. While we will be having additional meetings with various stakeholders, beyond that, as we go through the design process, we'll be having many more and listening to many more ideas on this.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And State Department of Transportation Director Peter Alvidi.
Thank you.